Republicans might want to change the channel. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. When President Biden tonight addresses the nation from Congress.
You can sum up the speech that we're going to hear tonight in three words. Boring, but radical.
GOP Senator Ted Cruz wary of the president pushing another big new plan. Fox's Rachel Sutherland has more live.
Dave, wealthier Americans would pay higher taxes under the American Families Plan, a $1.8 trillion proposal designed to cover the costs of community college, preschool, and family and medical leave. The highest earners would pay 39.6% of their yearly income in taxes, up from 37%. For those making more than $1 million, capital gains taxes rise from 20% to 39.6%. The White House says the plan would be paid for in 15 years. Dave?
Rachel, the Supreme Court is going to school today, hearing a case challenging a student's punishment over what she said on a weekend when not in school.
In 2017, junior varsity cheerleader Brandy Levy found out she didn't make the varsity squad. In frustration, Brandy posted F school, F softball, F cheer, F everything on Snapchat. School officials saw the post and kicked her off the JV team. School policy prohibits foul language and inappropriate gestures by student athletes, even on the internet.
That's Fox's David Spunt. A judge in North Carolina is holding a hearing considering whether to let us all see video of Andrew Brown Jr.'s shooting.
As the county presses to release the body cam footage, the sheriff telling me this morning he doesn't want just the 20 seconds shown to the Brown family, but all of it.
Fox's Griff Jenkins in Elizabeth City.
The protesters demanding for the video to be released and calling for the resignation of Sheriff Wooten.
The Brown family contends deputies executed him, but a North Carolina prosecutor has just said that he had hit the deputies with his car before they fired shots. America's listening to Fox News.
It seems like just yesterday when I captured my son's first step, or when we recorded his soccer games on VHS tapes. Those moments are gone, but the old home movies and pictures don't need to be. That's why my son created Legacy Box.
That's right, Mom. Over 800,000 families have used Legacy Box to digitally preserve their home movies and photos.
Simply fill Legacy Box with your old camcorder tapes, film, and photos. They will professionally digitize and send them back on DVDs, thumb drive, or the cloud.
With family staying close and Mother's Day around the corner, it's the perfect time to get your Legacy Box and save your family's history. After all, few things are as important as protecting your precious memories. Give your mom a Mother's Day present she'll never forget.
Plus, Legacy Box is offering a 50% discount.
Order your Legacy Box today. Visit LegacyBox.com/now. And for a limited time, get an incredible 50% off your order. This is one of the best discounts we've offered. That's LegacyBox.com/now for 50% off. LegacyBox.com.
Morning News is brought to you by Sprague Sports on 32nd Street, Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters, and responsible gun ownership since 1956.
Are you struggling to find quality employees? Tired of placing the same old Sunday classifieds or getting lost in the online job boards and getting the same results? Then you need to call us today at 344-4980 and put radio to work for you. It's fast. Place an ad today and have it on air tomorrow. Whether you're looking for hourly workers or to fill highly specified job descriptions, placing an ad on radio will help you fill these positions quickly. Call 344-4980 today and put radio recruitment to work for you.
The following program on 560 KBLU is a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters, LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
This is Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU. Chamber Chatter, only the good stuff from the Chamber. Chamber Chatter this morning is being brought to you by the Yuma Crossing National Heritage Area. I'm Kimberly Kale, Executive Director of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce. And this morning, we are here to talk travel and tourism with Visit Yuma. We have Linda Morgan. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning.
And we have somebody new this morning, Amber Scarsella, who is the newest staff person over at Visit Yuma. Good morning.
Good morning.
And so are you from Yuma? Sorry, I'm hijacking the show.
Nope. I'm not originally from Yuma, but this is my second time living here, so I kind of identify as a Yuman now.
Okay, yep.
So, yeah, I'm originally from Ohio, though.
Perfect. I mean, us Midwesterners have to stick together. That's
we really do. We really do. It's the only way to survive the desert.
Exactly. So how long have you been here this time?
This time it's been 2 years.
Oh, well, so that's, you've definitely got me beat. I've only been here 6 months. So
there you go.
We're good.
Yeah.
So, Linda, we are here to talk Travel and Tourism Week. So it's coming up pretty quick, May 2nd through the 8th. And you're doing some really cool things about that.
Well, every year, U.S. Travel does celebrate the travel and tourism industry by doing this national Travel and Tourism Week, which is always the first full week in May. And we've always participated because we think it's important to celebrate our industry. But this year, even more than ever, it's important because the whole travel and the hospitality industry took such a hit because of the pandemic, obviously. And we really believe that travel will lead the country out of the pandemic situation and restore the economy. So we're celebrating it even more than ever this year. And one of the things that because we've had funding cuts and we haven't been able to put on some of our events and things like that, which brought in revenue to us, we had to do something that wasn't going to cost us a lot of money but still be very poignant to the times. And so we went out to local influencers, Kimberly's one of them, to write their best and worst travel stories. And all week we're going to be posting those. And we're super excited about it. At the end of the week, we're going to post some things about how important it is for businesses to allow their employees and encourage their employees to go and take vacation, because it really is a benefit to the business, because mm-hmm. it improves morale and creativity and job satisfaction when people do take vacations. And so we want to really talk about that. We're going to draw some conclusions from travel. Some of the stories are hilarious, and we want to draw conclusions already that I know we can with the stories that we've gotten that, you know, doesn't matter where you go, it doesn't matter how much money you spend, and even when things go badly on a vacation, people still talk about what a great time they had and memories that were made, and turning lemons into lemonade and that sort of thing. So, and then on the last day, what we want to talk about is how businesses and individuals in Yuma can be part of a movement to make sure that Yuma is on everybody's best travel destination.
Mm-hmm. Well, and so I agree with you. You know, I travel a lot, and it's funny and not funny, but, you know, one of the first things I mentioned to the staff and the board of directors when I started at the chamber, we were talking about vacation time and time off, and I even told the staff, I said, I will use my vacation time. It will not be held over. I mean, it doesn't matter if you tell me I can hold it over. I will use my vacation time. That is my time to de-stress, to discover who my family is again.
Right.
You know, especially when, you know, you're working a job that requires, I mean, with events. I mean, anytime you work a job that has events, and a lot of jobs are this way, but anytime you have a job that has events, evenings and weekends are no longer your own.
Right.
Because you're either planning an event or running an event or at the event or cleaning up after the event.
We're in the same boat with
exactly.
That.
I know that you totally understand that. And so family time is not always the same as it would be otherwise. And so I told them, I said, one of the reasons that I have taken so many cruises is because until recently, cruise ships, cell phones, and Wi-Fi weren't really prevalent on cruise ships. And it forced me to shut the phone off.
Right. And that's what we need. We need some time away. We've got very short leashes these days, and people can always find us and get a hold of us. And that, I think there's stress around that. But now we even have stress around when we can't do it, when we leave our phone at home. And it's a vicious circle we're living in.
It is. And you know what? I mean, I actually, so I'm going to do a little teaser kind of. We're doing Yuma history trivia today as our mixer at the chamber. And so I've been doing a lot of research about Yuma recently, a lot more than I had before. And one of the things that I discovered, I live with a huge Star Wars buff, but I discovered something that he didn't know, that Return of the Jedi was filmed out in the dunes.
Oh, yeah.
And so for anybody listening, that is one of the trivia questions tonight. So, and so there's a lot of things here that would appeal to a broad audience. I mean, I always thought of the history, and I have friends that have come out and wanted to visit, like, the Territorial Prison and the Colorado River State Historic Park, you know, that kind of thing.
Lots of firsts in the state of Arizona happen right here in Yuma because of its location, its proximity to the river. But you should tell your husband that there is a group that usually comes and holds big anniversaries out at the dunes for the
Return of
Star
the Jedi?
Wars people.
Yeah, Star Wars people. Yeah, we'll put it that way. Fanatics. At least that's what he is. But it's okay. And there's so many other things that I didn't know about. Especially, I mean, I was looking at the film history, and I was looking at the first plane that landed. It was here in Yuma, of course. And anybody that goes to Yuma Landing is probably familiar with that. And as you probably remember from being in the same building as us, we get a lot of people that come into our building looking for the airplane that broke the longest flight record.
Right.
Wrong City Hall.
The new one.
Yeah, they want to go in the new one. I don't know where we would hide a plane inside the old City Hall. There's not really a lot of space in there. But
right.
And so what, I mean, the mayor is going to be doing a proclamation. Is that...
Yes, on Wednesday at the city council meeting, I believe the mayor will be doing a proclamation to have everyone support the effort and just a celebration. You know, tourism is Yuma's third leading economic driver behind agriculture and military.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we're really proud of that, and it means a lot to our economy. Means a lot to our state economy. It's our leading export in the state of Arizona is tourism. And we really have to celebrate it, we really have to support it, and we really need to remember how important it is to our economy.
And if you had to have a suggestion for somebody just out there, you know, you mentioned something about how people can support travel and tourism in Yuma. How would you suggest that they do that? What are some simple ideas that they could do?
Well, you know, we get very high marks for our weather, which we have no control over. But the second thing we get really high marks for is being a friendly community.
Mm-hmm.
I recently spent some time with my aunt in the hospital, YRMC, and one of the traveling nurses, I always take them visitor's guides and, you know, things like that, because they're wanting to know what there is to do in Yuma. And he said, he's from Florida, and he said, this is an incredible community. He said, in Florida, people speed up to try to not let you in traffic. And he said, here, people go out of their way to let you in traffic and to be kind and courteous drivers. And so, you know, I think that in itself is just be kind to travelers when you see somebody with out-of-state plates. You know, be a courteous driver. But also, it's important that we engage people in conversation, we find out what it is they want, why they're here, and make suggestions. You know, instead of saying, oh, there's nothing to do in Yuma, find out what there is to do in Yuma. Become a tourist in your own backyard and figure out what there is to do, and then talk about it to other people.
Perfect. And with that, we have to take a break. You're listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU. If you ever get annoyed, you can be a
weather is brought to you by Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros, serving Arizona for over 20 years.
The cold front's gone, high pressure moving in, and that's going to heat things up quickly. 89 today, 98 tomorrow, Friday sunny, and near 100. When you're looking to hire people fast, better late than never doesn't cut it. Fortunately, Indeed has Instant Match. Sponsor a job and you'll instantly receive a list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. More at Indeed.com/credit. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel.
Shop local, eat local, spend local, enjoy local. Studies show nearly 70 cents of every dollar spent locally. Stay local, supporting local programs. Plus, the tax revenue repairs our roads and pays for our schools and emergency services. Now it can do even more. With the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce Enjoy Local campaign, you can win $100 for supporting local businesses. Just upload your receipt from any participating business to localyuma.com. So start shopping, start enjoying, and start winning today. Upload your receipts now to localyuma.com. Be sure to listen for the border and traffic reports weekdays on this station, brought to you by RV World. They have a large selection of both new and used RVs. Exit Interstate 8 at Araby Road, then west on Gila Ridge, about a quarter mile. That's RV World.
Back with Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU. I'm the Executive Director of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce, Kimberly Kale, and this morning we are here with Visit Yuma. We are talking to Linda Morgan. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning.
And Amber Scarsella. Good morning.
Good morning.
Everybody is excited. The Chamber's getting ready to go back to events. Everybody's excited about it. I'm sure you guys are going back to events, too.
Oh,
I missed the lettuce drop. I mean, we were talking about that before we went on air. And, you know, I said, I've only been here 6 months, so I've missed everything. So tell me what I'm missing so I can see it this year.
Well, it is hard for you because you came right at, you know, during the pandemic and you couldn't get out and meet people and we didn't have events going on and it must have been really rough.
It was different. Rough, I have nothing to compare it to.
Right.
And I was able to still meet some people. I mean, fortunately, your office was right down the hallway from me at the time, so I was able to come down to your office. In some ways, I kind of wonder if it was easier simply because it already felt like drinking from a fire hose a little bit.
Right.
Calmed it down quite a bit
because
instead of meeting everybody at once, you know, I kind of got to meet everybody in a slow trickle. So maybe it was better. I don't know. Just
there you go.
It, you know, again, it's kind of like your travel thing. You got to make the best of it.
It is what it is.
It is what it is, exactly. So what events do we have coming? Where are you starting?
Well, we are definitely planning for an in-person annual meeting at the end of June.
Okay.
And that will probably be our first, you know, in-person thing that we do. We're hoping that, you know, things continue in the trajectory that they are and that our numbers stay low and the CDC released the guidelines on masks outside yesterday, and we're hoping that that continues. We are in the process right now of doing some strategic planning with our board and with our staff due to the fact that I am retiring as of July 30th. And so after we do that, we'll know a little bit more and have the ability to develop our program of work. And so while I don't expect a whole lot of new things, we do definitely want to bring back, you know, the old favorites, the Field of Feast and the date night dinners and the Sunset on the Ranch dinners and all the things that, you know, people have really come to love.
Mm-hmm.
The lettuce drop, the electric light parade at the holidays, and we really want to bring back Rio de Cerveza Brew Fest, those kind of things. So, all the fun stuff. And
people missed it. I mean, people really, I keep hearing about it. You know, people really miss everything that Visit Yuma does. And it, because people call us. I mean, they don't always realize that Visit Yuma and the Chamber aren't necessarily the same place.
They don't know who we are. They think we're part of the city. We're part of the Chamber.
We're all, unfortunately, we all know each other. So kind of like, okay.
We're in the big pot together.
Exactly. So we get we get a lot of people that reach out to us and ask about, you know, the date night dinners and everything. Yeah. And we, of course, transfer them to you. But but it's clear that they've been missed just because of the number of phone calls that we've seen in our office.
Right. Well, we were able to do a few of the date night dinners using the same kind of, you know, restrictions that restaurants use. And it was outdoor dining. And once California lifted their restrictions, then we were able to do that because we do it right across the border over in Bard. And so we were able to do some of those, but I'll tell you, they were sold out. The ones that we were able to do, they quickly sold out. And people were very pleased that we were still doing them. Those have just been, you know, a real jewel in the crown of Yuma to be able to promote that we have something like that. And so, yes, we will be bringing back the events as, you know, as soon as we can, because that really gives us the opportunity to market outside of the area these great things that Yuma has going on. In addition to that, we also market the great things you have going on, the great things the Caballeros de Yuma have going on, the city. And just all the events. So, you know, all combined, it's a great place to be.
It seems like every time I talked to somebody, there was an event that I was missing. and you know, being relatively new, I'll be honest, I didn't know which was which. I mean, I figured it out by now, but because, for example, I kept hearing about the Tamale Festival. Well, I now understand that the Tamale Festival is in Somerton, and I got that, okay?
Right.
But you know, in the beginning, it was like I just kept hearing about all these festivals that I was missing and felt left out.
Well, I'm sure they're all coming back. That is an incredible event.
Yeah.
The Tamale Festival.
We actually had them on last week. It's coming back.
Yeah.
And we're, of course, bringing our stuff back. We've created some new things, too, just to try to, you know, it was weird to not have events and not, you know, our focus is so strongly tied to events that we had to do a lot of shifting.
There's a lot of pent-up demand for travel. I mean, we're seeing it everywhere where people are online searching for where they're going to go. They're buying tickets. They're really, I think we're going to see kind of an explosion of travel when it becomes safe. I think we're already seeing it to some extent. I know Leslie McClendon, who is our group sales manager, we're getting called every day for people wanting to bring conferences and conventions. I mean, people just really want to meet in person. And I feel like when you tell somebody they can't do something, that's the thing they want to do most. And I feel like that's what's happened with travel, is that people are just going to go crazy when it is, you know, when they really feel safe. The other really good thing that Yuma has going for it is the abundance of outdoor activity that we have and the rural setting. Because it's no longer metropolitan areas that people are looking for, not looking for events and things in urban areas. They're looking for things in rural areas where they can still social distance a bit and have a good time and do things outdoors, and that really bodes well for Yuma.
Yeah, I think outdoors has really boomed over this whole thing. I mean, I think Yuma is situated very well to take advantage when travel really starts to pick up again, between the airport having the flights and the activities we have to offer.
Yeah. Well, and RV sales. RV sales have gone through the roof because people can safely travel now without having to stay in a hotel or without, you know, they can eat their meals in there and feel safe. That has boomed. The side-by-side you know, like the razors and all that.
I'm laughing because, as we found out last week, I didn't know what a side-by-side was till I moved to Yuma. So,
oh. Yeah.
I didn't know they were called that. I knew they were, but I didn't.
Yeah. If you talk to Louis Hirth from Liberty Motorsports,
uh-huh.
I mean, he's having record year because mm-hmm. people are buying those because it's something they can do instead of go on vacation. And so, yes, that market has just really boomed. I mean, there was a point through the pandemic where you couldn't buy a bicycle.
Mm-hmm, I remember that.
People were biking more, and you can see it on the roads. You can mm-hmm. see more people out, more families out on the weekends biking together. And even above-ground swimming pool. You couldn't find an above-ground swimming pool because people had this little extra money, and they were like, well, what can we do? You know? So.
Yeah. I must have missed out. All I did was bought a little kiddie pool for my dog.
Anything to keep cool.
But that's the same thing, pet stuff.
Yeah.
We saw a lot of people get pets
yeah.
during the pandemic. And because...
companion.
We were home.
Yeah, you had nothing to do. I got 14 chickens during the pandemic.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. I had nothing to do. Let's just get chickens. We're going to be home. Let's just see where this goes. Let's see where it takes us. And it gets us about 5 eggs a day. That's where the pandemic has taken me.
Okay. So this has me intrigued. So 14 chickens gets you 5 eggs a day.
Well, because they were all chicks,
right?
Right. So of those 14, about 8 were roosters. So because we are within the city limits, we did have to get rid of them. So currently, out of the 14, after a couple failure to thrive, all of the roosters were sitting at 5. And so we get those 4 to 5 eggs every day. That's where the pandemic took me. I no longer have to go to Fry's to buy my eggs.
Those are probably expensive eggs, though.
They would be.
I'm just kind of sitting back. That's a whole new story. that's what I'm gonna remember you now. You know I'm gonna see you.
I'm the chicken girl.
Like, you know, like Amber with the chickens.
Yeah, that's what everybody knows about me. I'm the chicken girl.
But, you know, until I moved to Arizona, chickens were a farm thing.
Yeah.
I mean, of course, I grew up in a rural area. And so chickens were a farm thing, and people had, like, hundreds of chickens.
Oh, yeah.
And then I got to Arizona, and people are like, yeah, we've got a few chickens.
Like, what? Why?
Exactly. I'm like, why do you, in your backyard? I mean, so I'm assuming yours are in your backyard.
I have 4 in my backyard, and I have 1 that lives inside. I have Cheeky the house chicken.
Cheeky the house chicken.
Yes.
Okay, this is an potty
in
trained.
Okay.
No, she she is potty trained. She like she knows to go outside. She has a little pet door. She goes out with the dog and cat. We adopted her from a family who bought her as like a pet.
Okay.
And so it was like for their child, but they were moving back to Salinas. They needed somebody to take her, so I took her. I can't say no to a house chicken. It's the most incredible thing.
I have to tell you, those are words I never thought I'd hear. I couldn't say
I have
no
an indoor
to a house
chicken.
I have an indoor chicken.
That lives with a cat.
And a dog. Yeah. Everybody cohabitates wonderfully. They all get along.
Where does the chicken sleep?
She sleeps in a basket. She has her little basket with a blanket.
Mm.
Yeah, and then sometimes she likes to sleep in the dog bed.
Linda, we have a whole new travel and tourism angle here. Not only are we friendly, but we have house chickens.
Yeah, you might have house chickens.
With that, we better take a break. You're listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU.
Tune in each morning for the Fox News Rundown, brought to you by Yuma International Airport, home to 4 car rental agencies that are open early and close late, giving you more bang for your buck. Yuma International Airport, we've got your travel covered.
Shop local, eat local, spend local, enjoy local. Studies show nearly 70 cents of every dollar spent locally stay local, supporting local programs. Plus, the tax revenue repairs our roads and pays for our schools and emergency services. Now it can do even more. With the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce Enjoy Local campaign, you can win $100 for supporting local businesses. Just upload your receipt from any participating business to localyuma.com. So start shopping, start enjoying, and start winning today. Upload your receipts now to localyuma.com.
back with Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU. Chamber Chatter is brought to you by the Yuma Crossing National Heritage Area. And before we get back talking to Visit Yuma, we were talking events. And the Chamber is going back to in-person events like so many others. First of all, this afternoon, we are having our virtual mixer because we are still virtual for a little bit. We are doing Yuma History Trivia. I spent the last week researching Yuma history. I've learned a lot more about Yuma than I did. I mean, I learned a lot when I first started, but I've learned a lot more now. Like I mentioned the filming of Return of the Jedi out in the dunes. And that actually is also brought to you by the Yuma Crossing National Heritage Area. So they've put together a lovely gift basket for the winner of tonight's trivia. But the biggest things we have going on in June, we are going to start in person with the Amazing Race. The Amazing Race Yuma County. It is not affiliated in any way, shape, or form with the TV show The Amazing Race, although I am a huge fan of that show. Basically, we have 10 businesses, and they are going to create challenges for our racers, and we are going to have 20 teams of four going around Yuma County, visiting the businesses, and completing these challenges. There's going to be staggered start times, so that even though there's a finish line, people aren't going to know if they won or not. And then that evening, it does appear we're going to be able to have a post-race reception that will essentially serve as our June mixer. And so the racers and the sponsors and any members that want to attend can come to that. So it's going to be a lot of fun. I think it's going to be a fun day for everybody.
And like a blast.
I know. I'm like, I want to participate. That's yeah. What Visit Yuma needs.
Why
to
am
a
I
team.
Not a business?
Your business. So, I mean, you could still have a location, but I was thinking you should put together a Visit Yuma team.
Yes, we should.
You guys should go racing around Yuma County. And so you might have an advantage, just because I'm sure you're very familiar with Yuma County.
Well, yes, we get around.
I'm sure you do.
And sometimes very quickly.
I know, exactly. Well, that's a good point. All traffic laws have to be obeyed.
Oh.
Yeah, we can't have the sheriff after us. You know, we gotta keep in those good graces.
I know shortcuts.
Yeah. Okay. and then, of course, we're going back to in-person events in July. Good Morning Yuma will be on July 8th, and our program for that is going to be Colonel McFall, the commanding officer, out at YPG. And then on July 28th, we will be having our first in-person mixer at the Yuma International Airport. And so I have to give my announcement. The big announcement is you have to pre-register for all of our events. We've been putting it on our social media. We are putting it on our website. We're trying to make sure that everybody is aware. I know that everybody is used to being able to go to Good Morning Yuma or a mixer by just showing up and paying at the door. That has gone away. You cannot pay at the door. There won't even be an option. You have to pre-register. We have to know how many people are going to be there. A lot of the places where we're holding our events still have limited capacity, so we need to make sure that we're staying within that limited capacity. The other thing is a lot of the food and dining options have changed as far as how they're served and that kind of thing. And so we need to make sure that we have adequate food and beverages on hand for everybody coming. So we need to get that firm count at least 72 hours prior to most events. So basically, it's going to be very simple. You can go on our website, and there will be a register button, and you register. And if you're already set up on our website, it's super simple. Literally, you put in your email address, and your information is already going to be in there. And there's just a drop-down menu to say what you're registering for. For example, a mixer, if it happens to be one that's complimentary. I mean, it's literally just going to say mixer registration. There's going to be a zero. You click next. You hit finalize. It's going to send you an email, and you're all done. So it shouldn't take more than a minute or two. If it's a paid one, it's going to take a little longer because you'll have to enter your credit card information, although our website does have the means to securely hold your credit card information. So if that is something you're comfortable with, you can enter your credit card information, tell it to store it. It will be completely secure. We can't even see it in the office. And then the next time you do that, you want to put in your credit card information again. But regardless, I just don't want anybody to come to the door and have to be turned away because they didn't know that they do have to pre-register for all of our events. So If everyone could help us spread the word, kind of like we're talking about the great things about Yuma. One of the great things is we are going back to events, but we do want to make sure that everyone knows to please go to yumachamber.org and register for our events in advance, usually at least 3 days in advance. There will be deadlines clearly marked on the event page so that we don't have anybody showing up not realizing that they had to do that before they showed up and have to say, you know what, I'm really sorry, but I can't let you in because that's horrible for them and horrible for us.
You have to get bouncers.
Bouncers. I actually created a little, like, funny little meme with a bouncer that basically said that I thought, well, we can put that on social media. Maybe we'll get everybody to remember.
You'll get booted.
So with that, we're still talking with Visit Yuma and all the great things going on in Yuma, and we're here with Linda Morgan. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning.
And Amber Scarcella, the chicken. Chicken Amber now. Oh, sorry, you're never going to live that down. She's going to be so sorry that she told us that story.
And you know what? Visit Yuma now has a new location. We're at 264 South Main Street. And you can stop by there, and you can personally meet the Chicken Amber.
Oh, yes. Come on down. I'll give you some free eggs.
You can't eat 5 eggs a day.
I can't. Well, no.
That's
I have
a lot
like,
of eggs.
My whole fridge, like, I have a whole shelf full of, like, 4 baskets. I have so many eggs. I'm just literally giving them away to people in 18 packs. It's ridiculous.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Do you refrigerate them?
Not until, like maybe like a few days after.
Exactly, right.
They usually just sit on my counter.
Yeah, we had chickens too.
Yeah.
I had somebody that wasn't familiar with chickens once who was getting, he's like, don't we have to put those in the refrigerator? Mm-hmm. I'm like, not fresh
until you wash them.
Exactly. Not until you, or they've been pasteurized like the ones in the grocery store.
Yep.
But I'm like, no, you're fine.
Yeah, you're
just
good.
Leave them. They're all good. It's okay. We're using them.
I have about 24 on my counter and probably a good like 4 dozen in my fridge.
Now I just want to go to our house. I don't want to come to visit you. I've been there. But you have
come
new
on.
Hours, right?
We do. We have, we're trying out some new hours. We're closed on Monday for the summer, and then we are open 10 to 6 every other day. And so we're trying to stay open when the travelers are, you know, might be looking for us for recommendations and advice and maps and our guide and that sort of thing. But we also have a beautiful gift shop, and
it's lovely.
Thank you. And if you're looking for souvenirs or fun things to, you know,
or research for Yuma history trivia,
yes,
it was a great resource.
We've actually done some trivia before. You should have asked, because we probably have a bunch of questions with the answers.
Okay, well, that's even better, because I know there's a ton of books in there.
Yes.
Is there still, I haven't been in there in a few weeks, is there still Yumaopoly or is it gone?
We sold out.
Okay.
We have an order in for it, but yes, that was very popular, especially at Christmas time. The Yumaopoly, we've got, you know, things from Mexico, and we've got the local pottery shop. We have sell their stuff in there, and trinkets, and lots of things for kids, too.
Mm-hmm.
Books about the Southwest, and...
Mm-hmm.
You know, all the normal shot glasses, Yuma mugs.
But it was great. I was looking for something a little bit, and I was walking around downtown, and I was looking for a little bit of something to send to a friend. And my husband and I were going back and forth, and most shops are closed by the time we're down there for dinner. But you guys were open, and the art center was open.
That's why we changed our hours. We used to close at 5 o'clock, and then we thought, you know what? People are starting to come down here for dinner after 5, so let's see how it is if we stay open until 6. And I know the Art Center went from, they're now 12 to 7, I believe. And so we're just trying out, you know, something a little new and see how it goes.
Yeah, that worked out pretty well for me between those two stores. I was...
Good.
I'm
glad to hear that.
Yeah. Are you open late on our first Fridays too?
Yes.
That's coming
first
up next Friday.
Mm-hmm.
I love first Fridays. I'm amazed. It's the number. Who was I just talking to? I said something about first Fridays, and I thought we really have to keep getting the word out about first Fridays, because so many people, locals, are still not familiar that
right.
Everybody downtown is open late the first Friday of the month, so it's coming up next Friday.
Yes.
Although Joanne at the city puts together a lovely video for it.
Yes, she does. It's,
We're all laughing because Russ is in here playing with his phone. He's got music going. I know. He's like, who, me? Yeah, he's never in any trouble. I say everybody listens to the show. No, Russ is still in here with us, even though we took away his microphone again today.
You're lucky it wasn't something that, you know, you didn't want us to hear.
He's never on his phone. No, we gave it to Amber so she could talk about chickens. His microphone today.
And well, I feel like I never knew that you could train a chicken and that you could have a house chicken.
We're going to start the whole show.
So that's going to be a thing now. It's
come
a challenge.
Visit Tiki, the house chicken. She does everything. She's wonderful.
So we need an office visit. That's, Tiki needs to come visit the office. She could be our newest Yuma attraction.
Just bring her basket and say, I know.
she's like the visit Yuma mascot
now.
She
could be. Yeah, I got a little Yuma shirt.
I don't have anything nearly exciting. I have dogs. I mean, really?
When I first moved to Yuma and I'm at my employee outside, they had a stray chicken. And this was right at Pacific and 24th. And there was just this stray chicken that was like lived in a tree that was right there.
It lived in a tree?
Well, it would get in the tree,
jump up into the
and it would
really?
You know, it lived on the ground and the stuff, and then I started feeding it, and I think I got it killed because I think somebody probably thought, well, now this is a good chicken to eat, because before it was scrawny and, you know, it ate from
you
the
pumped it up.
Taco trucks and, you know, and it just disappeared one day. But it was around for years.
Oh, I like her. Are you sure you guys don't want your office back by us? We could have a lot of fun. So Amber, what is your favorite thing to do in Yuma?
Honestly, my favorite thing in Yuma is to hike.
Okay.
There are so many places to go here. I have this wonderful binder that has literally every single hike that you can do. And my favorite hike of all, besides, everyone goes to Telegraph. Telegraph is great if you want, like, a flat, paved surface. My favorite hike is Jester's.
Okay, what is,
Jester's is south of the 8, so it's kind of over near the plane wreck. But there are two different trails that you can take.
Okay, you've totally lost me. Okay, so I'll admit, I'm never afraid to say, hey, I have no idea what you're talking about. Okay, so 6 months in Yuma, I'm still learning everything.
Yeah.
So plane wreck?
Yeah, so there's a site, and it's over, it's south of the 8.
South of the 8 where?
In the foothills.
Okay.
So
I guess
from,
I assume
like,
that.
Like, literally across from
Telegraph. Okay, because I know where Telegraph is.
Yes. So when, like, I'm hiking Jester's or the plane wreck, you get up higher than that, and you can see Telegraph. Yeah.
Okay.
So, and it's just, like I said, just south of the 8, but you can see Telegraph. So.
And is it a strenuous hike? Because you're talking about Telegraph is, I know Telegraph isn't too bad, but
Telegraph is bad because of the quick, yeah, like, just how, yeah, that incline is so quick. It's not gradual. So Jester's is kind of more of a gradual incline. But there are a lot of places on Jester's where you are scrambling up rocks and you're actually rock climbing, which is something that appeals to me. And it's great because you can take all the little goat paths and you can basically, like, get off of the regular trail that the BLM manages. And it's just much more rugged and strenuous.
Cool.
Good time.
But you're from the Midwest. We got chickens, now we got goats. So
goat is why I actually saw a big bighorn sheep when I was out there last Friday.
Awesome. Right, they're so beautiful. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, we have to take another break with that. You're listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KVLU.
Hope lives here in California. But during these challenging times, we could all use a little extra support. Visit calhope.org for free COVID-19 emotional support resources or call our warm line at 1-833-317-4673.
Arizona, as Keith Urban would say, blue ain't your color. It's time that we make Arizona red again. Hi, this is Dr. Bob Branch with the Power of Fives. We're looking for great conservatives to run for all statewide and legislative district offices. Have you ever thought about running for political office? If so, we would love to talk to you. Contact us at thepowerofives.com. That's thepowerofives.com.
Back with Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU, and we're talking about Visit Yuma. And I have to mention, Chamber Chatter this morning is being brought to you by the Yuma Crossing National Heritage Area, speaking of things to do in Yuma. But we are here this morning with Linda Morgan. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning.
And Amber Scarzella. And we'll leave you
just as that.
Just as that.
Good morning.
I'm like, no, you're... I want people to know more than that about you.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
So a couple things. Where did you come from? You've been in Yuma for 2 years. Where did you come from before you came to visit Yuma?
Before I came to Yuma 2 years ago?
No, to visit Yuma.
To visit Yuma, I was with a local dealership.
Okay. Doing marketing for them?
I did do marketing, and then I was with their service department.
Got it.
Mm-hmm.
Fixing cars?
Yeah, I was in there. I was basically a diesel tech.
Really?
No.
Like, that's awesome.
I mean, I did change oil here and there just to prove to the guys that I could do it, but no. Managing.
I do that too, just to prove I can do
it. Just to show them that I know what I'm doing and I'm not just a girl in a service department.
But see, I'm totally good with that. I mean, I worked masonry for years, and people look at me and they're like, no, hand me a trowel and some brick. I'll lay it for you.
Yeah, I did construction for a good part of my college career.
Oh, yeah, you got a job for me, huh, Linda?
I do.
Weekends, fine.
I work for the chamber. I don't have weekends. So Linda, before we go, you are leaving.
I am.
But not leaving Yuma, just leaving Yuma.
I am still going to be a very strong advocate for tourism for this community. I have loved this job for 9 years. And, it's very bittersweet, but the timing is right.
Okay.
And I do have two little twin 2-year-old granddaughters.
Mm-hmm.
And
they're darling. I've seen the pictures.
Thank you. I think they're pretty special. Mm-hmm. And I just look forward to spending more time with them. I also teach in the business college at NAU. And I'm looking forward to continuing to do that. And I don't know what the future holds. I don't think I'm done working. Mm-hmm. But I'm definitely looking forward to just doing what I want to do and what I enjoy doing and supporting Visit Yuma from a different perspective. You know, we've got a lot of things coming up. Unfortunately, the legislation that would allow for tourism marketing authorities in the state of Arizona did not make it through the legislation later this year. And that was very disappointing because that is really self-help legislation that would have helped this industry help itself.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have the hospitality tax is scheduled to sunset June 30th, 2024. So we're working together with all the stakeholders and hopefully we'll be going to the voters in 2022 to renew that.
And let's talk about that a second, because I know that 2022 is a little ways away, but I know that a lot of people don't understand what that 2% is for and how it works. And it's vital to our tourism industry, which is almost everybody is affected by our tourism. I mean, I'm trying to think of anybody that's not. I mean, everybody thinks hotels and restaurants, but
retail relies on it because the tourists that come here usually shop. You know, different sales. Even if you think about the auto repair, the automotive places.
Absolutely.
Unfortunately, there are times that tourists, you know, a car will break down, an RV will get a flat tire, a, you know, whatever. And so,
medical care.
Absolutely.
Hair salons. I mean, everybody uses those services while they're here, whether they're visiting for a couple of days or a couple of months.
Mm-hmm.
That those services are utilized. And when you think of just the trickle-down effect of, you know, the people who work in the hospitality industry, then they get paid, and then they go spend their money.
Exactly.
Within the community. And, you know, well, a visitor might not use, you know, an accounting firm or something like that. The businesses and the people who work in those businesses support those local businesses. So it really is important to our economy.
It's hugely important to our economy. And so the 2%, how exactly does that work? What are they voting on?
The 2% hospitality tax, as it stands right now and has for the past 15 years, it was voted in by the voters, is collected by hotels, bars, and restaurants. And that money is collected by Arizona Department of Revenue, and it comes through the city. And then it can only be used on tourism promotion, riverfront development, and parks and rec through the city. So...
It's just the sales tax essentially added on to hospitality. I mean, it's not sales tax, I understand that, but
it's a hospitality
tax.
It is added on
to your bill.
And you know what's interesting is that in the state of Arizona, 2% is extremely low, and ours has been 2% since its inception, and we've never increased it, and it's, you know, some communities that you go to have 6 or 7% mm-hmm. hospitality tax, and some locations are even higher than that. You know, some areas outside of Arizona
mm-hmm.
Will have 10 or 12%.
Oh yeah, you know, anybody that travels regularly is used to seeing that on their hotel bill.
Right. And you know, it really, when you look at things in this community that it supports, like the arts. I mean, our art scene is just exploding,
mm-hmm.
and we're getting. You know, it makes us more culturally diverse. It makes us more sophisticated, and it really helps us to promote Yuma when we have this thriving art scene. And the 2% supports the arts. It supports our parks,
mm-hmm.
You know, West Wetlands. I mean, if you go to West Wetlands, people do not expect Yuma to have a beautiful park like that.
Oh, I just brought friends down, and it's interesting because I took them. They had their grandkids who are 4 and 2, and we were at the Quartermaster Depot walking around, and they were done. They were done with the history side of Yuma, but they had to drive back to Phoenix that night. And I said, well, let's go over to West Wetlands and let the kids blossom steam before we. Before you guys have to drive back to Phoenix. And we went over there, and they saw the smaller playground, and the kids were excited. And then I won't repeat what the dad said because it's not suitable for the air. When he saw the castle park.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh.
Yeah.
And yeah, we had to fly the kids away. I mean, it was like, you know, pry
yeah,
them away. Cause
it's
they
beautiful.
It is. They were doing the little zip line thing and the yeah, so.
And the walking trails
there,
and the beaches
lovely.
That have been created by the riverfront development.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a beautiful area. The pond,
mm-hmm.
the PAC, the Pacific Avenue Athletic Complex, is a beautiful complex. And
brings a lot more business to us.
It does. It does. And, you know, we have to support those areas, and we need to renew the tax because, you know, it's not coming out of general fund. It's not.
No.
It's only taxpayer dollars when you look at it from the fact that the hotels, bars, and restaurants collect that tax and then remit
mm-hmm.
it. And
So, you know, as humans, if we never went out to eat or we didn't go to a bar and we don't stay in a hotel, we're never even paying that.
Right.
And so...
That would not be me. I've stayed in several hotels here and on restaurants and bars, but okay. I'm supporting the hospitality tax. That's exactly what I was
there
in the hospitality
go.
Industry. That's exactly what I'm doing. Right?
Whenever anybody tells me they've got friends and family coming into town, I'm like, don't let them stay at your house. They need to get a hotel room. But no, it's, you know, the industry has struggled, and we need to support that tax, you know, when it comes around.
Absolutely, and that's why I remembered it, but I'd kind of forgotten about it, so I'm glad you mentioned it, because that is something that we will be helping support over the next year until the election, because it is so important to the businesses in our community, and of course the businesses in our community are who provide the jobs and the things to do and all those things, so it's important to us as a community that we have those funds to attract visitors to Yuma.
Absolutely. I mean, we don't want to move backwards. We don't want to move backwards in what we've done, because the reputation of Yuma has really, really increased and skyrocketed, where, you know, when we go to shows now, it's not, you know, people saying, oof, you know, Yuma.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're saying, oh, yes, you're on the bucket list. We want to go there.
Mm-hmm.
We're super excited, you know, about it, and from every aspect, from the leisure traveler in the drive market to group tours and conventions and conferences, we're really on a roll. We were pre-pandemic, and we just expect that to really continue. So I'm excited to see what new leadership at Visit Yuma will look like, and what new ideas and things that the new leadership will bring, and I look forward to great things and to being able to still support the industry and speak about the importance of tourism.
Of course. And with that, let's go back to the beginning where we were. So May 2nd through the 8th is Travel and Tourism Week.
Yes.
And so you're going to be sharing stories from community leaders as far
community
as
community influencers. And, you know, if you're not on our social media channels, then I would welcome you to get on those. You know, some of these stories are really heartwarming, mm-hmm. or they're hilarious, and we were asking for the best and the worst, and they're really funny. And over the week, you'll be able to see those on our social media channels, and we're on everything. We're on Facebook and Twitter and Pinterest and
Instagram.
Instagram and LinkedIn, and we're on all of them. So come and look for us. Find us if you're not already tuned in. You know, just a couple of things. We're working on the 2022 guide right now, which I think is going to be another amazing guide. And we're, you know, the Yuma app. You can get that for Android or ISO from the App Store, and start using that to look at what there is to do in Yuma.
Perfect. I know that I still refer to it. I'm new, but you know what? There are new things popping up all the time. So even if you lived here a long time, it's a great resource to find things to do on the weekends or when you've got family and friends coming to town or just in an evening.
Yes.
So with that, we have to go. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having us.
And you've been listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU.
Preceding show on 560 KBLU was a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters LLC, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
From the 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating Studio, this is News Talk 560 KBLU, Yuma.